I feel a lot more confident. I'm like a whole other person at football. I'm quite shy in real life, but at football and like doing football related things, I can like become myself.
It's just a hobby and something I would want to do in the future, because I would like to turn it into a dream job.
It is my sport where I can just let everything go.
It's fun and you're like part of a team, and it's just quite satisfying when you score.
Hello, welcome to Girl Power, and here I have Bo. Hello Bo, how are you today?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you.
How old are you, Bo?
I'm 13 years old.
My name is Marta Slyfield and I play football for Crawley Wasps and Sussex Lionesses.
My name is Olivia Taylor and I'm 12 years old and I play for Henfield Girls and Stonington Boys.
My name is Lily. I play for Henfield.
My name is Verity and I play football for Crawley Wasps and Sussex Lionesses RTC.
Hi, I'm Rosa. I play for Lewis under-14s and Hollingbury Hawks under-14s, and I'm a Miss Kit captain.
What got you into football? Like, how old were you?
I think I was 7, and I first started in my first primary school, and I was actually coached by the ex-Scotland manager, Mark McGee. And then when I was in year 3, I moved to a different primary school, and I didn't play for about a year because they had no team. And then there were boys, and at the end of the day, every day, they would go out and play football, like a certain group of them. Just, I think it was like a reward or something. And I asked to play one day, and then I went out, and gradually more girls started playing football. And then in year 5 or 6, they made a girls' team.
I started playing football when I was 10 in the school playground. I used to play with the boys, and I used to be the one that brought the football in. And one day I said to my dad, can you please like help me find a football club? And he took me to Whittingdean Wanderers and signed me up there.
My first memory of football is getting moved up above a year because I was really good, but then I found it really boring, so
Why
I moved back down.
Why did you get moved up?
I don't know, I was just good at the game, obviously. I was a good 5-year-old.
What is the best goal you've ever scored? When and for what team?
For Whittingdean, and it was like, it was like the last 10 minutes and we were like losing, and then I just shouted and then I just got the ball and I dribbled and then score.
Best goal I ever scored was with Storrington Boys, and it was our first ever game, and I scored the first goal for the whole team as well, because we haven't played, like then it was a new team, and I scored from halfway line and I got it in the top bins. It was a brand new team, first ever game. It was a cup game and we won. And I scored the first goal.
Do you think boys and girls have the same opportunity in football today?
No.
Why?
Because women get paid differently to men by a lot. And girls don't get the opportunity boys do.
Have you ever experienced any sort of judgment or sexism from boys?
Yes, I have. The boys used to always complain that we got girls' football at lunchtime, instead of them always getting boys' football. And they used to never pass to us when we used to play the boys' football, because it used to just be me and this other girl. Say, like, we got fouled, they was always just say you were really weak and, like, you just, like, fell over and stuff, even if you got, like, pushed over. And they would, like, push you over on purpose and then do that.
Oh, that's quite
They would always boot your ball away as well.
I mean, when I was younger, it wasn't really a problem because in the playground, everyone was equal and I was in charge because I was the one that brought the football in. And, you know, everyone's sort of like at the same level when you're younger, and the boys don't really like think that you could be worse because you're a girl. I mean, I know it's not the same for everyone, but that's how it was for me. But then when I started to get older, like especially playing football in secondary school, boys don't treat you with as much respect. They beat your ball, and teachers also don't treat you with as much respect. You know, you get the second kit, but I know we don't anymore, but we did at one point. Yeah, it's just kind of, you're like second.
I feel like in primary school, a lot more girls played, but then in secondary school, no girls played. I mean, maybe in a football team, but not during breaks. So that was when, like, if I did want to play, that was when I got the most sexism, probably. I don't know, I would want to play with them at break, but they would just not really involve me and just kind of not want to play. And there was one boy in particular who was, I think me and him were the only people who like properly played football. And he was just, I think he might have been a bit jealous maybe. And so then he was just really not very nice.
Do you think there's any way to combat how boys treat girls when they play football?
I would say as more girls stop playing football, then they gradually realise it's less. I think a lot of boys sometimes they think it's like funny, like maybe if we're playing a match, they'll come and watch and then like shout stuff and because they think it's funny. But then I think as more girls play football, they gradually realise it's not as funny. And then people start realising that they can't do that anymore. And like as more boys realise that, then the ones who are being sexist, they will start looking bad to their friends as well.
Yeah, and hopefully with more women playing on the TV and it more televised, then it will work.
I reckon there's enough boys who believe girls should play football in the world where we can team up with them or something. And yeah, okay. Make everything equal.
What one piece of advice would you give young women wanting to get involved in football?
I'd probably say just like, don't listen to anyone and just focus on like your path and what you're going to do. Be yourself and don't care what they say.
There's not much I can say, but I just say go for it because I know a lot of people are hesitant. I know a lot of people are quite anxious about, you know, trying new things, especially if none of your friends are doing it. If you really like it and you really like have a passion for it, it's definitely worth it. And once you start it, you'll make friends. It's like making that first step is the hardest part. But once you're there, you have lots of connections and you can move on from there. I've definitely got most of my friends from football.
If you join a club and then no one passes to you because you're not very good, just stick at it and you'll eventually get better and then you can do more football. Don't give up and just keep on trying.
Do you have any footballing heroes?
Well, I would have to say Kelly Smith because she's an incredible footballer, like absolute legend. And two, when she was younger, she struggled with like addiction and stuff, but she still managed to like become a professional footballer and have a great career, even though she had many battles to face.
My grandpa used to play football for Sussex County, and he also used to play football for Kent County.
Nice.
Yeah, so he used to come to a lot of my games.
Does he inspire you?
Yeah, he's a great footballer, and he's also a great runner, and he's just a great sportsman, like in general.
So, who's your favourite Man City player?
My favourite Man City player is Georgia Stanway. She plays in the same position as me, as an attacking centre mid. And I think she's just a very nice person and a really good player.
Footballing heroes, my mum. She's not a professional football player, but she's a manager. So.
Okay, right.
Probably Sam Kerr and Alex Scott.
Are you going to go and watch any of the Euros
games? I think I'm going to one match.
What are you expecting it to be like?
Good, but quite stressful and intense. Because I want England to win.
I will be watching the Women's Euros. I'm not a big fan of watching on games on TV, so I'll be going to a lot in the Brighton Stadium. But mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to watching England play. I really hope they get quite far, if not win.
I'm going to most of the Euros, and I'm expecting it to be fun and for England to lift the trophy.
Who do you think will win then?
England.
I really hope England will win. I would say the favourites are probably like England, Netherlands, Sweden, maybe.
Okay, just before you go, obviously Brighton Museum is doing an exhibition on women's football from the build up to the Euros, and lots of players and previous players have been giving in objects which mean something to them about football, and I was wondering what object would you give if you could give one object?
Well, my grandpa, other grandpa, has a shirt that is signed by the whole of the Benfica men's and women's team, so it means a lot to him, and he's recently given it to me, so I'd probably give that to show.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, about a year ago, I actually won like a raffle to get a Man City footballer called Esme Morgan. I got a signed football but from her, signed by the whole Man City team. And so I would give that because I support Man City women and it means a lot to me.
My first football shirt, it's a Brighton shirt, and I got it for my birthday. And I got it from my mum and a family friend who's very close to us, but she lives in Australia. And it was my first football shirt. It says my name on the back and it's a Brighton shirt.
Thank you so much for taking your time to take this interview.
Thank you.
This is a Make Good Trouble production supported by the Heritage Fund.